7 Republicans are trying to go for the nomination there. Lou Fry, from what you know about the inner workings of the Republican Party, who's your pick?
Well, first, let me say that people have to understand this is a winner-take-all. It used to be you needed to get 50% of the vote, and if you didn't, there was a runoff. And that's, frankly, how Bob Graham survived and Lawton Charles. They were able to do well in the second primary. Now, if 7 people in it, you could win with 25% of the vote. So it's a name recognition contest. And, you know, who has the money to begin with? The legislator from... up in the Ocala,
Kirk Kelly.
He's certainly there. Webster has got some
former state name senator
recognition.
Dan Webster.
Donahue's got some money.
Bruce
O'Donohue's
a businessman.
It's truly right now nobody's leading. I don't think you could pick a favorite.
You can't pick a favorite.
You could say that maybe it's going to be Webster because he has somewhat of an organization left, as does Kelly. But my guess of those three, it'll be one, and I have no idea who it'll be.
You're not taking a guess.
I don't know.
Dick Batchelor,
I just came from Casadega. I'll guess. but Lewis Wright, when you get a 7 candidates in the race, you know, it's name recognition. It's too short. It's August 24th. Few people care. However, this man, Bruce Donahue, raised $350,000. He has the former Senate President and Lieutenant Governor Tony Jennings behind him, former United States Senator Mel Martinez behind him. Then it comes out he hasn't paid his federal taxes. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say you want to run government like you do your business if you don't pay your taxes. So that's
if you can get over right.
That's a hiccup. That's a hiccup on that. But Dan Webster, having been, you know, Speaker of the House, longtime legislator, Senator, Majority Leader, you know, he's got some name recognition. I was out in West Orange County this weekend in Hyde Park, and every fourth house had a Dan Webster. The thing about Dan is because you have conservatives turnout in the Republican primary, he's a diehard, and he's a very conservative guy. He doesn't wear it on his sleeves, but he's a very religious guy. People who support Dan Webster are really, they're like missionaries. They really love Dan Webster. Those people who love you are more likely to vote than people who kind of like you. They got a reason to turn out for you. For that reason, I think, Dan, I do know that this week some of, you know, Mayor Crotty's, of course, helping him and some others, County Commissioner Fred Brummer, they'll get together this week. If they can put together $250,000 money bomb, I think he can go in and win the primary. And that race between, I would pay money to see Dan Webster run against Alan Grayson.
Well, so that was going to be my next question for you, Dick Batchelor, as a Democrat. Who does Grayson want to run against?
I don't know if he knows. I really don't know. I think either way it's going to be strong, but I think it'd be a classic liberal against a classic Republican in that race. National attention, Fox money is going to be pouring into that race. It will be a knockdown, drag-out race. And Grayson's proved that he will...
He doesn't back off. I would say that of the two races, this is the one the Republicans have the best chance of winning. And Grayson has done so much and put his foot in his mouth for so much that he's given people a lot of ammunition. If you notice, he's kept very quiet except for a $70,000 DVD or something he set out. But he's kept relatively quiet now, and you can't discount him. But if you had to take the Republican races around the country, I would say this is one of the five top races for Republicans, not only in putting money in, but in the fact they think they can win it.